Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if you want to follow along, I'm going to be in Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13. And I'm going to read verses 21 through 24. Judges chapter 13, verse 21. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, "We shall surely die, because we have seen God." But his wife said unto him, "If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would he, as at this time, have told us such things as these." And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The title of this message is, "If the Lord Were Pleased to Kill Us." I wanted to come back with a cheerful Christmas message. This is what I got. I heard Henry preaching a bit from this verse, and it really struck me hard, and it's like, okay, I'm going to pass it on. But this is the account of the parents of Samson. Now, they were visited twice by what it says in the book, an angel of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you this from the start, and we might get into it a little bit later, but I actually believe this angel of the Lord here is like that captain of our salvation that appeared to Joshua. I believe this is what they call a Christophany. This is an appearance of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, before his incarnation in the flesh. This happened several times. I believe it happened in the garden to Adam and Eve. That's who came and talked to them. That's who gave us the gospel. It came from Jesus Christ himself. Now, some may disagree, and I can be wrong. I don't think I am. But, hey, God is true. And this account is true. And there's a good blessing in here, I think, for all of us believers in here. But here it says, well, let me just give you a little background. The first verse tells us this. And the children of Israel did evil, and look at this word, again, in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Now, they've been under the hand of the Philistines. What's that mean? I mean, they've been ruled over. Remember them Jews telling Jesus Christ, "We've never been in bondage to any man." What? Yeah, here. The Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines. You understand, God appoints rulers, even over his people. And he may appoint, he's got to for the most part, he may appoint ungodly rulers over his people. Why? The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. Now, they may have been wonderful, law-abiding Jews. They didn't break any of the Jewish laws of the nation, put it that way. But they did evil in the sight of the Lord. You know, some people talk about, well, there's a moral law. But, well, no, sorry. Moral laws change as far as man is concerned. God's law never changes. And it never will change. It's not changed now. It's not gone anywhere. But these people did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put them under the rule of Philistines for 40 years. And then there was this man whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and didn't have a child. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said, you're going to have a son. Out of the clear blue sky, 40 years they've been under the rule of the Philistines. You're going to have a son. He told her, verse 3, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God. When? From the womb. From the womb. Ah. And, here's the thing, he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. The Philistines' time was up. The Philistines didn't know it. You understand? God didn't go to the Philistines and said, y'all better get out. No. I'm going to run you out. How was Israel delivered out of Egypt? What? By a mighty hand. And here's the thing. It wasn't the Israelites' hand. It was the hand of God. Matter of fact, they told the Israelites, please go. Guess what happens here? The Philistines are going to be told to go. And it's going to start with this man, Samson. And he's going to be a Nazarite. And a Nazarite, what? Appointed by God from the womb. Isn't that amazing? A deliverer from the womb. And the woman come and told Manoah. See, now this angel of the Lord, this first time, appeared to Manoah's wife only. And she went and told Manoah. And now here's the thing. Manoah believed her. He said, what? We're going to have a son. Great. Then Manoah got this thought in his head. What do we do? What do we do? So Manoah prayed. Excuse me. Manoah entreated the Lord, verse 8, and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again to us and teach us what shall we do, what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. Now, Manoah, it tells us directly later on, Manoah didn't think she saw an angel of the Lord. He thought she saw a man. Thought as a prophet, a man of God come to prophesy and tell him. Now, Manoah believed. Manoah had faith. Manoah believed God. But he wanted a little more instruction. But God hearkened, in verse 9, to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah wasn't there. So the wife went and got Manoah, brought him back, and said, behold, the man appeared to me the other day, and Manoah arose and went after his wife. That's verse 11. And came to the man, said unto him, art thou the man that spaketh unto the woman? And he said, I am. I am. How about that? And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine, nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. I'm going to point out one little thing here. This is just for y'all. And the screen's gone blank, Paul, on the phone. But I want to point this out for you. This angel of the Lord has appeared twice. Okay? The message both times is exactly the same. See, people think this thing's coming. When Jesus Christ comes again, things are going to be different. No. The gospel's still the same, folks. The gospel never changes. There's only one gospel. There's been one gospel from the beginning of the world. And it's this. Believe on him whom the Father has sent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Oh, my. Anyhow. And Manoah said this, and this is where things get really interesting. Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we've made ready a kid for thee. I want to feed you. We want to have a feast because of this news you brought to us, this good news that we're going to have a son. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. And here's the thing where he tells you, for Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. That's verse 16. And Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, what's your name? That when these sayings come to pass, that we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? Yeah. Some things are not our business.
Right.
You can just take that now. You know, there are things in the scripture that I don't understand. Rejoice in what you do understand. Because not everybody knows. You understand? I rejoiced when I heard this and when I read this. And we'll get to it here in a minute. So Manoah, verse 19, took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel of the Lord, the angel did wondrously. I love this. And Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, verse 20, when the flame went up toward heaven from off of the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it, and what happened? Fell on their faces to the ground. And then the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah. That's where I started reading. And then Manoah said, we're going to die. We're going to die. Why? Because Manoah didn't know at this time this was an angel of the Lord. But what's he say? He says, we're going to die. Because we have seen God. And I believe Manoah is exactly right. Now, don't be too hard on Manoah. Because this man feared God. How can you tell? Well, when he saw God, he fell on his face. And not only that, his wife fell on her face too. Both of them did. Both of them hit the ground. What did Isaiah say when he saw the Lord high and lifted up? He said, woe is me. Woe is me. You see these preachers on TV and you hear them on the radio talking about, I saw God and I jumped up and yippee-yo-ki-yay. That's not the way of the Lord. Because I'm going to tell you something. Manoah and his wife feared God. And I'm going to tell you this right now. That's what's missing from religion today. There is no fear of God before their eyes. None. And they show it every day. Oh, I tell you. I got this here. This is something Scott Richardson wrote. I don't know when. It was printed in 2012 in one of Tim James' bulletin, and he asked this question, and it hit me when I was reading this. Where's the fear of God today? Is this not what is wrong with us? And yes, it is. Is this not the whole story? Because this present generation is taken up with the idea of our own importance and so occupied with the dignity of man that we no longer fear God. If we ever really feared him. We are presumptuous, self-willed, unruly, and dying a slow but sure death, and on the verge of complete ruin. You understand, every generation thinks that. You know why? Because every generation's right. Man has never changed. Man has never changed. Here, I read this and I thought, oh my, this is something good. If there is one word that describes this generation of religious people, it is irreverence. Irreverent. You got to love Scott Richardson. Sophistication will yet kill this present generation. Ain't that something? Sophistication will yet kill this present generation. Here. Men go to church today to patronize God and not worship.
Right.
And that's the God honest truth. The majority of church-going people, judging from their attitude, believe that in attending church, they are conferring a great honor upon God. Oh, man. Church attendance is used as an excuse for a fashion parade. And a show of pride. Men go to church to be entertained and amused, and they insist that their preacher be a good mixer, an entertainer, an actor, and a pulpit clown. The preacher who dares declare the gospel of Christ is one thought as being hopelessly out of date. I hear everywhere, now you may realize this is Scott Richardson saying this, I hear everywhere I go this statement, he sounds like an old country preacher, whatever that means. I like that. I did. Manoah feared God, and his wife feared God, and what happened? When they saw God, they hit the ground. They bowed down. Their faces to the ground. And Manoah said, we shall surely die. He was worried. It's not, like I said, the man feared God, but the man saw God. Now, he was worried about dying, but he shouldn't have been. Because, and here's the thing, I'm going to tell you this, I'll confess to myself, and I'll confess for you. Inside every believer is still an evil heart of unbelief. But God bless him. God gave Manoah a godly wife. He gave him a godly wife. And what a blessing that is. He told his wife, we're going to die because we've seen God. And his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us. And that's a strange statement today. That sounds like something an old country preacher would say. If God was pleased to kill you, listen here. If God was pleased to kill you, here's the first thing. You'd be dead.
Amen.
And the conversation would be done. Because here's the thing, God kills and God makes alive.
Amen.
And that means more than most people will ever know.
Right.
We'll get into that in a minute here. But here's the thing, Manoah feared God. And Manoah, I believe, maybe knew some scripture. Exodus 33:20 says, and he said, thou canst see my face. This is God speaking to Moses. For there shall no man see me and live. And live. So Manoah was fearful. Oh. You know, in verse 6, I didn't read it. When Manoah's wife was telling him about the first coming of this divine creature, he said his face was very terrible. Now, that don't mean that he was really ugly. Where is this? The woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God come unto me, and his countenance was like of an angel of was like the countenance of an angel of God." What? Very terrible. What that mean? Very scary.
Right. Yeah.
That's what that is. It's fear. Mm-hmm. Causing fear. Causing awe. Very terrible. The face of God is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, which of those is right? Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my. But here's Manoah, very fearful. And his wife comforting him, telling him flat out, God's not going to kill us. It was good that they both fell on their face
yes.
before God. But it's also good to realize that just because you were scared, you were, had the fear of the Lord, that doesn't mean God's going to kill you. You might be afraid God's going to kill you, but God might send you someone that's going to tell you a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might need to be told that God's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
So you might be in fear of your life. What is it that the Apostle Paul wrote? God has not sent again, to us, the spirit of bondage unto fear. But listen, folks, that actually means that at one time he did send unto you the spirit of bondage unto fear. He's not sending it again. But there is such a thing. To fear. To fear. Not to die, not to be killed, but to fear. And I do believe, especially from verse 20, that this angel of the Lord was the pre-incarnate Christ. When it says the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar, this was a burnt offering and a meal offering unto God. And I don't think, I'm going out on a limb here, now this is me thinking out loud, but I don't think an angel would have entered into that sacrifice.
Right.
Because that sacrifice is being received. It's going to tell. It's being received by God. The flames were going up. And it's a burnt offering. It is the complete animal being offered as a picture of the complete Christ offering himself to God.
Amen.
The priest doesn't get any of the burnt offering. The person offering it doesn't get any of the burnt offering. But that angel of the Lord, that divine creature, and I believe that pre-incarnate Christ, went right up in those flames. Went right up in those flames. And what's the first thing that Manoah's wife tells him about? Why? Why? Three reasons she gives. Why? Don't worry, if the Lord was pleased to kill us, this wouldn't have happened. She gives three reasons. The first one is, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. The burnt offering, like I said, is representing the total perfection of Jesus Christ. Offered completely to God. Everything's burned up. The blood is offered, the head, the fat, the meat, and the inwards. Oh, and that meat offering. That meat offering. That meat offering is fine flour, oil, and frankincense. And then when it gets offered on there, you sprinkle some salt on it. Now, it is unleavened flour. These offerings are pictures of Jesus Christ, and that angel of the Lord ascended right up in the flames of them. I don't think an angel did that. I believe that is Christ. Here's the other thing. That person appeared to them twice. And I already said it. The message was the same both times. The gospel never changes, folks. The gospel never changes. The gospel was the gospel before Christ offered himself to God. And the gospel is the same after Christ has offered himself to God. But still Manoah thought he was gonna die, but his wife comforted him. Now, do I mean to tell you that the Lord kills people as he pleases? No, that's not what I want to tell you, but the Bible does. Yes, you know. You understand? People die every day. And what does the scripture say about what our Lord does? It says this: our God is in the heavens, and he has done whatsoever he hath pleased. He's pleased. Your hairs on your head may be numbered. God knows how many hairs are on your head. And God knows every sparrow. And not a sparrow falls without the Father. Now it doesn't say not a sparrow falls without the Father knowing about it. No, it says not a sparrow falls without him. Oh, life is too precious to be left up to us.
Amen.
And that goes for physical life. Spiritual life ain't up to us. At all. And here's the thing. Your physical life, you can't give yourself one more day of physical life. You can't give yourself one more hour of physical life. You can't even give yourself the next breath if God takes it away.
Right.
So if the Lord pleases to kill us, he will.
He will.